And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now at our studios is Northfield's interim fire chief, Tom Nelson, as well as Paul Liebenstein from the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Board of Directors. Gentlemen, good morning, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always good to come in here. I just remember coming in when it was the Tealander Drug Building back in the day.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, I am.
We have a picture of the old Tealander.
I looked at that.
Drugs.
That's what it reminded me. Yeah.
We've got a lot of things to talk about. You had a board retreat and a meeting and some events coming up. I want to start off, though. You know, we talk every couple of months with somebody from Northfield Area and Fire and Rescue. We always get questions about, what is it? What does it encompass? Who all's in it? Maybe you can start off by just letting us know the structure, the hierarchy and who they serve, and just some basic information about Northfield Area Fire and Rescue.
Well, Jeff, it's a joint powers board, and it's put together with Northfield, Dundas, and then the Rural Fire District, which has all or parts of, I believe, 7 different townships in it. And Northfield and the Rural were always working together on equipment and sharing things, and Dundas came in as well on that. And so we each have some representatives on the Joint Powers Board, and that's how it's run.
And that's the Joint Powers, and the representation on that is population driven, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it area driven? But Northfield has like 70-something%, and Dundas is 5 or 10. The Rural's 10 or 15. Or
it's population, fire calls, and then the value of the buildings,
property values.
All right. Once again, we're talking about just kind of the structure of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Now, you are, at this point, you are not a taxing authority, but that may change at some point in the future. Tell us about that.
Well, they've changed legislature that allows us to do it without having a go through legislature, mm-hmm. and have a special thing. We are looking at it. It would operate a little bit. It would show up for the financing part of it. It would show up on your tax statement a little bit like the school district does. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't stick to town lines or anything like that, but it's the area that we would be serving. And from there, it's a little bit on how you set it up, on whether the people are, the way it looks now, they would need to be elected officials appointed by the 3 different parties that we had now. I'm not sure if there's a little leeway in setting that up, but that's something that we'll be looking at a little further or this fall and seeing if something that's a better fit.
Yeah, and that's probably a conversation we'll have on down the line, because we'll have a lot of conversation about that at some point if this does come around. Let's move into the retreat. You had a retreat a couple of weeks ago, a meeting like last week, but I want to start off with the retreat, because those are always informative, and there's a lot of some of the bigger issues are solved during that time, or at least discussed during that time. What about this retreat this year with the board members?
So, Jeff, this was a recommendation that came out of a report that the Joint Powers Board had a year ago, basically, where they addressed some issues on the fire department operations, which I've been tackling with the board as interim chief and with the department. And then there were also items that were just board items that kind of needed to get hashed out. So it's a combination of some key topics, but also kind of getting everyone in the same room like you do at a retreat and talk about some of the hard issues. I love my siblings, right? We all love our siblings. But sometimes, you know, we don't always agree. In a joint powers group, everybody, by the nature of it, is supposed to be coming in from a different perspective, because you have constituents, and Paul comes in representing the rural townships, and people are coming in from City of Northfield and City of Dundas. And so by making the joint powers group, when they did in 2014 was when that started, that brought it all together, and that's really made it work. But there were just some items that we needed to kind of hash out as a board. Some of them were just the differences of budget layout, how we do budget, how we do funding. The taxing district was one of the things that we were able to discuss at length and understand better. We had a really good facilitator named Chad Weinstein who came in that everybody thought, you know, those can go really well, or we've all been to those where it's you feel like it's a waste of time. And I felt like everyone that attended was really happy with what we got out of it. Mm-hmm. We talked about a little bit of history and context. There's things that are going to be coming up in our future agendas for the board, Joint Powers Board, like what is the Rescue Squad? What's the Rescue Squad Association? How does that work? What's the history? And so between Jerry Anderson and me, we were able to kind of go back and say, this is how that started. Those of us that have been around a while remember the name of Fred Heil. He ran the ambulance back when I was in high school, and that's how I started with Fred Heil as the ambulance before I got on the Rescue Squad. And so it's like, well, why do we have a Rescue Squad? And that led to the discussion about, well, the Fire Relief Association does charitable gambling out at Dawn's Corner Bar and Boonies and three other locations, and that charitable gambling money can be used for charitable purposes. And that's how we bought over $250,000 of the Big Blue Rescue Truck came from charitable gambling through the Rescue Squad Association. So part of it is that we are making sure that the operations of the different tentacles, sounds harsh, but the different pieces that are part of the fire department, everyone on the board understands what they are, what they do. We're totally transparent about where the money goes. Do we want to keep the Rescue Squad? Another thing that's being talked about is the Rescue Squad has an ambulance license. We're licensed to transport, but the Northfield Hospital has paramedic ambulance. And so do we really need to have the ambulance license, which has all these onerous things on training and documentation? So that's going to be a future board agenda item. So there's other things, like we talked about whether the board should be a working board or a policy board. Should more things be falling on the fire chief to do as more the administrator of, like the city administrator to the council kind of thing? Or how much things should the board be actually doing and bringing as items and things to the whole board? So that was discussed, and to make sure that we all are in agreement about that.
Now, those discussions are very important, but, you know, hopefully at some point they will bring some action points. Do you feel like you've solved some issues, or you got onto the path to solve some issues?
Yeah, I felt like coming out of there, I felt like everyone kind of at the end, and Paul, I think you did a good job of talking about, even though you're on rural, what your responsibility is on the board.
Well, I think it's kind of just getting everybody a little better understanding and where everybody is coming from. Also, when we, you know, we all come from different, representing myself, the rural, or if you were coming from Northfield or Dundas, you know, you have to kind of look out for those entities as well. But when we're sitting at the table there making the decisions, we have to do what's best for the fire department and providing that service. And sometimes that's a little hard to remember or split and remember what your real duty when you're sitting there is to look after and to kind of clear the way for our firefighters to do their job.
Let's, we got a couple other things to talk about. Is there anything else from the retreat that either one of you would like to bring up?
I think one thing is just that the same thing with when you join the fire department is a big thing is onboarding. And so if people are going to be joining the Joint Powers Board, figure out a better vehicle so that when they come in, they can understand more of the history, the why we do things, and not have to spend the first year trying to get someone up to speed. So I think that was a big takeaway for me, is that's something that's going to be on my list and my staff's list, is helping to put that together for the board.
Mm-hmm. And I think what Tom's hitting on there is has led to some misunderstandings or whatnot as people play catch up and whatnot and trying to understand a little bit how the fire department functions. And so I think it was just it was a day well spent
Good, good. As you say, those I've been to a lot of board retreats myself, and some of you are better than others, you know. And usually you get something done.
Yeah,
something
we didn't bother. But, we skipped the trust falls part, so we didn't have to do that. So, yeah. There was nobody lining up if I was going to do the trust fall. No, I thought it was a great, great use of time, and I think everyone did.
Good. Let's move on to the budget. The budget process is beginning, of course. It seems like it never really ends, but you're new to this. Will you be doing setting up the budget for the first time then?
Yeah, Glenn Castor, our treasurer, did a great job of handing me a template based on previous years and, you know, where we were last year, how we're running this year. We use Reese Winter to do our accounting, and so they pull together the details. But Glenn has really teed it up for me as, here's the spreadsheet of how we start. And then I've gone through several rounds with the Finance Committee of the Joint Powers Board with some initiatives and some ways we're doing differently. And I'm going to let Paul summarize, because we were talking before we got on the air, and I thought he did a good job at talking about where the increases are coming from, what things are my initiatives, and what are just costs to doing business.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, as we all know, there's been some inflation over the course of the last year or two, driven by whatever means, you know, the pandemic or whatever. But the costs, they are a-changing, to steal a line.
Yes.
Well, it adds up pretty fast. It looks like the proposed budget is roughly 40% higher than it was before. And when we break that down, when I look at it, probably about half of the increase goes to rebuild some of our funds. Like, we had an operation fund that we can tap into, and an equipment fund, and they got pulled down in the last year or so. We had some a big expense on one truck in particular that had to be fixed and whatnot. So we need to rebuild those. Whether we do that in 1 year or two, we'll have to see. But there's still about 20% of that increase is, there's a lot of inflation in there. There's some training that we need to get caught back up on, as I understand, because we weren't able to do the in-person training due to the COVID restrictions and whatnot. Just some updating things that's just kind of operations. But as we go through and look at this, I know as we look at a new pumper coming up here in another year, it's gone up 25% in the last year. And it's just, some of these things are huge when we're talking about big numbers to start with. It's really adding up. So we're going to have to try and figure out how to deal with this and get all the partners on board with that. Just in that simple part of it, when we go a little further, if we make other changes in the structure or how we do business there, that brings in some other costs, which will be different. Different discussions.
Yeah, that sounds like some lively discussions that you have coming up, because the clock, you know, clock is ticking. You have to have that budget done. Is that December, before
our budget is approved in July?
Oh,
because
is it?
Then, remember, that's a trickle down, because then that budget has to lock in and go to City Northfield, City of Dundas, and the rural fire, who then moves it on to the townships. So we have to be earlier than their all schedule to come into it.
All right.
So there's some other things that are in there that are increases that I'm recommending that we do that are going to be community risk reduction things. Like Paul said, we weren't able to do a lot of training in the past few years because of COVID. We weren't able to go out into the schools and do fire prevention with the kids, some more of those things. I have kind of an aggressive plan to do better fire pre-planning and actual code enforcement inspections out. But, you know, all these things, if you haven't been doing them, it's an add. And you can only add at a certain level before, you know, when you're doing, like Paul said, a budget increase, you can't just do it all at once, because it's not sustainable. You can't make that jump to a huge number. So, yeah, those are some of the things. And it's an ongoing discussion that we're having with the board moving forward. There's a lot of things in the 2023 budget about technology and data, because there's so much technology that is out there that can make the fire response better and have more information before you show up. and to have the data that we are already putting in as part of fire reports, training reports, equipment reports, getting all that data and bringing it out in a useful fashion to help us say, oh, you know, look at how much we're spending on this certain truck. We should probably think about replacing it versus throwing a lot of repair money in it. So those are some of the things for the 23 budget.
Wow. All right. You have a lot of things to think about.
As Paul said, we were talking when Paul got nominated. I don't know if you had, I don't think you volunteered to be chairperson of the board this year, but when that kind of got railroaded through, I said, oh, come on, Paul, 2022 is going to be just a coast year. So
did you miss a meeting and they put you in charge?
That was kind of like, be careful if you miss a meeting, next meeting you'll be chair.
Train's coming.
Once again, we're talking with Paul Liebenstein and Tom Nelson from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. One last thing I want to talk to you about is you've got an important milestone coming this summer, and you will be marking that in July. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's funny because I pulled out, you know how you go through your clothes in the spring, you're supposed to go through and A, what fits and what still you want to wear. And I came across my 125th Northfield Fire Department shirt. And that was like, wow, I've had this baby for a long time, because it's now this year, July is our 150th anniversary of Northfield Fire Department. And so the members are always really, really jazzed to be part of that, as well as the retired members. And so there's a small committee that's working on that. And July 23rd, I heard the talk about the community calendar thing that the city's going to be putting on, mm-hmm. that you had that was on the air. That's one of the things that is going to be a community event. We'll have a large open house at the fire station, similar to what we do in Fire Prevention Weeks, but we'll have that. And the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, which is a group, they've been down before, that a bunch of buffs that love fire trucks, they're going to be set up along Water Street by the river and showing off their equipment. And those things always bring other departments in. And it's going to culminate with a free dance at the Grand Event Center. And, you know, there'll be a free will offering, but it's like, come on, community, come down and celebrate 150th.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful day. I love those old fire trucks that they have. That are they going to put on the water?
The
display?
Water and the whole deal.
The whole deal.
So yeah,
it's 150th.
Well, of course, you don't want to pull back on that one. So yeah, that's going to be something that we can all look forward to, and that'll kind of get us all primed up for Defeated Jesse James Days.
All right, put that one on your calendar. July 23rd. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeff.
It.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Having us.
Have a great summer. We'll talk to you before that 150th.
Yes, anyway. We will.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield's interim fire chief, Tom Nelson, along with NAFR's board chair, Paul Liebenstein. You're listening to Northfield. You're not listening to NAFR's radio. That part is over. It's KYMN. We've got news coming up.